Today is Tuesday, June 23rd. I'm Megan Lynch. Several St. Louis City aldermen considered taking a bold protest against the state-appointed board for their self-induced budget chaos, not passing a budget.
The vote to pass the budget was ultimately successful with 10 voting in favor. Aldermanic President Megan Green says not passing the budget would have been a failed protest, with the police department still required by law to receive 23% of the city's budget this year. Alderwoman Alicia Sanye was concerned the failure to pass a budget to spite the state-appointed police board could hurt the city's legal case seeking to regain local control.
If a budget doesn't pass by the Board of Aldermen, how might you perceive that to impact some of the judicial conversations that are happening?
Sanye was one of 10 yes votes. The budget must receive a final vote of approval from the Board of Aldermen before being finalized by the Board of Estimate and Apportionment at the end of the month. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
I'm Maria Aquina. It's apparent the $250 million budget the St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners wants for fiscal year 2027 is not going to be the amount the Board of Aldermen passes.
We, as a police department, have to be collaborative, and we look forward to conversations and those sit-down meetings where we can continue to have conversations about what the Board of Aldermen can do to help support the police department and make sure that the Board of Aldermen are also making meaningful investments in public safety, because I know they also believe it's important.
McCoy says he does not think there are many cities, though, that a government would remove $1 million from a police budget to ultimately pay for raises for the fire department.
A St. Louis City firefighter on leave after an alleged act the airport is calling unacceptable.
Screenshots shared on social media over the weekend allegedly show a St. Louis City firefighter defecating inside of a box at Lambert International Airport on June 10th. The incident occurred inside of a food storage and prep area, according to a source with knowledge of the situation, who added all the food needed to be disposed of. A statement about the incident from the airport called it unacceptable for anyone associated with them, and they appreciate the fire department for removing him from his duties at Lambert. The fire department confirmed the firefighter in question is on administrative leave pending an investigation. KMOX has also contacted the county police department seeking an incident report. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A man's been sentenced for a drive-by shooting of a 12-year-old in Baden. 34-year-old Devon Blair sentenced yesterday to 18 years at the Missouri Department of Corrections after pleading guilty to the shooting. Blair drove to a home in the 8700 block of Canaan Avenue in Baden in December of 2025 and apparently fired multiple rounds from an AR-15-style rifle at the home. The 12-year-old victim hit in that fire and later died from a gunshot wound. Shiloh police have released the name of the 55-year-old Shiloh construction worker who died after being hit by a car Friday morning. Murphy Rogers was struck at Air Mobility Drive in Maple Street. The driver of the car remained on the scene. Police say the driver is a minor female who had non-life-threatening injuries. She was taken to Shiloh Police as part of the investigation. Rogers died at the hospital following the accident. Toxicology results will be turned over to the St. Clair County State's Attorney's Office. You could land a plane on Goodfellow, but they're looking at ways to make it a bit more engaging for the neighborhood, says Jonathan Roper. Roper is the city planning executive for the Planning and Urban Design Agency. This afternoon is a Plan STL neighborhood meeting to talk about that and the future of the Mark Twain I-70 industrial neighborhood.
This event is part of the Plan STL neighborhood planning program for the whole neighborhood of Mark Twain. So that includes roughly 900 residents as well that live in the neighborhood.
The event runs from 4 to 6 at the Omega Center on Goodfellow. A bar in St. Charles suing the state's attorney general over gambling machines. Turner's Bar and Grill also wants Catherine Hanaway's office blocked from enforcing a ban on what they call legal amusement devices. Hanaway calls them illegal gambling machines. The owners of Turner's say Missouri's gambling device statute is unconstitutionally vague because Hanaway is applying it to the devices. With the July 4th holiday approaching, St. Louis police already responding to calls for fireworks being set off. A reminder, all fireworks are illegal in the city of St. Louis.
We are responding to those calls, and our community plays an important role in addressing the fireworks calls that come up and making sure that everyone has a safe holiday. Fireworks are not only dangerous, but they are illegal in the city of St. Louis. It is illegal to sell, possess, or discharge fireworks.
That's Mitch McCoy with the police department. He says celebratory gunfire is also illegal and dangerous and not only presents a risk for you, but everyone around or near you. A new taqueria coming to the Shaw neighborhood. The restaurant will occupy two long vacant buildings at 4065 Russell Boulevard. That's according to the Business Journal. It's expected to span a combined 2,000 square feet and will include a kitchen, covered patio, and bar. Owner and St. Louis restaurateur Jordan Goodman says it will be open for dinner during the week and lunch and dinner on weekends. He hopes to open the space this fall.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.